Was this as dominant of a day as you can remember for this offense?
It's definitely been a while since we had a dominant day like this, but that's what you work for. Training camp, and then the season comes every single day, each and every single week, trying to build that chemistry together in order to have wins like this.
I believe this is the fourth time for you having a three-touchdown performance. Just all around, what was working so effectively in the run game for you guys?
Just staying patient, staying committed, allowing those guys up front to do their job. They're the best in the league at this, so allowing them to push, fight, scratch, and claw, and then just make them right, you know? Just make sure that we were trying to be as efficient as possible because they do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Certainly the O-line doing the heavy lifting. Tyler Warren doing that as well. And we had two blocks. How do you describe the impact that the rookie has had? Got his first receiving touchdown today.
That was really nice watching him get his first receiving touchdown, but him just being really versatile. That's how you create a lot of value in this league is by saying, hey, not only can I run, I can block, I can catch, I can pass. Well, whatever it is, you create value in this league, and I think that he's done a great job at that, and he's going to continue.
No sacks allowed by this offensive line as well. In addition to that, how does Daniel Jones just continue putting this offense in positions to be successful, especially with how productive he was in the red zone?
I just think the preparation throughout the week, he knows the looks, you know, he's going through the cadence, he can see the defense, so knowing, like, let me make sure we're in the best position possible in order to be successful versus whatever look we get. And I'm sure you guys have heard throughout the weeks, I mean, he puts a lot of time in and making sure he knows every single look, whatever they may throw at him, he's ready for it.
You said it's becoming pretty common to see you have these type of days. I know it was his birthday today. Was he clamoring to make sure he got to the ball today and make sure that he scored?
Definitely. We always want to make sure we get the win, and we always want someone, if it's a game during their birthday, you want them to have a great day as well. So I think it's a great birthday gift for Pitt. I think if you have a touchdown and a two-point conversion, it's called an octopus. I don't know. That's what I heard. So he almost had an octopus today. I would love for him to have had an octopus.
How do you describe the dynamic of this locker room sitting at 4-1 for the first month of the season?
I just think we know it takes all of us, the offense, playing with the defense, special teams making plays as well. I mean, when you have a team that plays complementary football, you get these type of days. And the only thing is, it's about stacking those days week in and week out. The thing is, you got to continue to get better. And they find ways each and every single week to get better from the previous week, whether they got a look or they see how defenses are attacking us. So they work that next week in practice to ensure if they see that again, they're ready for it.
You have a versatile running style. They kind of are able to be versatile. You know, they're able to get outside and block. They're able to play down in the block. Just how do you guys, how well have you matched down?
Very well. I mean, most of the guys up front, you know, been here for a few years. So being able to just have that communication, having that chemistry together, and knowing at the end of the day, no matter what look we get, we trust those guys up front. And a lot of it is built off of trust. So as long as we know we're all on the same page with the blocking scheme and whatever we're running, we should have good days.
In the run game, you know, the explosive runs are great, but how much patience does a game like that require when they stop you early and you got to chip away, you know, little by little? Does that require a lot of patience, and did you guys show that?
It does require a lot of patience, and you got to kind of take what the defense gives you. But, you know, when they make a mistake, you got to make them pay. I think we did that today. And, of course, you look back, and you're like, oh, we actually had a pretty good day. But always want those explosives, but sometimes you just got to chip away at it.
Three touchdowns, honoring Shaq with those celebrations. How important was it to be able to kind of do that with him in the building retiring today?
No, that was awesome. I wish we were able to see it at halftime, so I don't know if they have it recorded somewhere where we can watch. But, just wanted to pay homage, pay tribute, because he's given me so much knowledge, you know, nuggets of how to play this game and how to be great. So just wanted to show love, with Shaq in the building today.
What feels different about this year's team?
I just think it's understanding what it takes each and every single week. It doesn't matter what happened last week, whether it was, you know, a dominant win or whether it was a tight or close loss. All that matters is how do we find out how to get better from the previous week and know who we are and continue to stack those weeks. And I think that we've been able to do that. We're going to continue to do that. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to making sure that it's displayed out on Sunday.
Who are you? You said knowing who you are. Who would you say you are through the first round?
We want to be a dominant team, or a team that plays complementary football, a team that is going to make plays on offense, defense, and special teams, that they can, all three phases can make impact plays.
Thank you.
who do you think those full blocks down near the goal line go up? I think you scored both of them, right?
Yeah, I did. Listen, anytime you score on a block, listen, you love it. But we work on that. You work on that all week. And you, like I said, it starts with the trust. At the end of the day, you got to trust that they're going to get their blocks. And whenever you don't have trust, then you start to deviate and guys are, hey, well, why did he take it here? You got to trust it. You got to allow those guys to do their job.
Thanks, JT.